Hey, this is Bart. I'm having me a real bad day. I'll give you the short version. Remember my local tech guy illegally sold me a bogus copy, a bootleg copy of Windows XP. So I put it on there, and then we loaded up everything. Flew Tommy Mac here to install all the sound drivers and the mixing board and the... Oh, it was just the biggest nightmare. The whole floor is what Tommy says they call spaghetti in the business. There are hundreds of wires going every direction. It's just a pile of spaghetti. So, all the viruses starting to hit. They shut me down a couple of times. And we found out the reason I can't... The virus updates, or the Microsoft updates don't work because my copy was bogus. So, fine. This cool dude named Randy works for Microsoft. He sent me a free copy of Windows XP Pro. Rumor has it that's like $250, but I don't know. But if he paid for it, that's a hell of a gift. Randy, I appreciate that. But, so I installed that, and once I did, the sound went funny. And you're probably hearing it now. So in an effort, when I put Windows in, it said, be sure to put in your A3D.dll file. And it said, where is that file? And I'm thinking, hell, I don't know where the damn file is. You're Windows, why don't you know where the file is? So they said to get your original sound card disk and put it in. I reinstalled that disk, still got this scratching that you're hearing right now. So I called them and they said, oh, lower your buffers and increase your this and do that. I got a gig of memory. I don't think that's the problem. But they said, well, USB works funny and it confuses Windows. And it's like, why don't you make Windows compatible with USB or quit using the USB or something? Why the hell, why do you bother to invent a USB if it's not compatible with Windows? Don't you know that 95% of the world is on Windows? And why is that a compatibility problem with the USB? Piss me off. So we did this and we did that. And I checked with Tally Briggs, who I thought had it. She's a tremendous help. Did several times, said try this, try that. And on a short file, it always seems to work. You know, when we mess with it for a while and they'll say, make a file and we'll listen to it. I make it like a 15-second sound file, and it sounds fine. So then I sit down. I've recorded 5-6 pretty good rants. You know, they're like 10-15 minutes long, but everyone's got the, you know, that you're hearing now. And that pisses me off, I got to tell you. Because right until we fix this, the radio show's dead unless you like this kind of stuff, you know, with every other word. Interesting, if you techie boys know anything about this, this is some kind of, I don't think it's a sound card problem. I think it's, well, it's something inside the computer. But when I start up Windows, you know, it goes bong, bong, bong when you're ready to go, when you're rebooting. When I do that, it's all instead of bong, 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 it's bong, bong, bong. But if you go to the sound devices thing, you know, with my computer and all that, you go there and you can select the sound and play it. When I play it, the startup sound there, it sounds fine. But when I reboot and it starts up, it makes that crinkly noise. That's got to mean something. If, you know, whenever you're troubleshooting, if it does it this way but it doesn't do it that way, well, you've cut your work in half. But nobody seems to know what to do now that we've cut the problem in half. So, thought if I recorded this little rant with all little clicks and drags in it, someone might listen to it and have a good idea what I can do. Because right now the radio show is shut down unless you like listening to this. I don't like the radio show being shut down. There's too many people sending their $5 or $10 to hear a radio show. And it pisses me off. And we have spent the maximum, I mean, besides Randy, everything I have here, there's thousands, I don't know, maybe $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 worth of equipment here, and I can't, and it doesn't effing work. But you just know if I spent $50 on Johnny's little DJ set, it probably would work fine. But no, I got good equipment. I got a Shure microphone. I got a Mackie soundboard. I got a Creative Extra G sound card. I got a Composer Pro, whatever, dampener, whatever the hell that's called. We spent a lot of money. Got a, what's that called? Mitsubishi tape decks. We got a KLH receiver. We got Nakamichi tape deck. We got good stuff, but we just can't effing get anything to work. And yeah, it's me because I'm a dumbass. I don't know electronics. I don't know tech. I'm the talent, unquote. And I don't know how to do all this technical stuff. And I can't fly someone into Tulsa every time a damn wire comes loose. Piss me off. So we're gonna post this. Maybe one of you tech guys will hear it and have a clue. Please, if you have a clue, please contact me. Use that BC_ biz@yahoo.com. I'll check it, but please somebody help me.